Psalm 109, Part 1, Preface. Whenever the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ are mentioned, we should remember three things. Firstly, that it was our sin which brought suffering, crucifixion, and death on the Son of God. As it is written, He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. Remembering that our sin was laid upon Him, we should, in the second place, with sincere sorrow of the heart, confess that we are not thankful enough to Him for His work of love, and do not so consider and appreciate His untold sufferings and His shameful death as we ought, for our hearts are cold and sluggish in apprehending the loving kindness of the Lord, and we are of a slow and heavy tongue when His praise is to be sounded. Finally, we should pray for the gracious forgiveness of our sins, appealing to and trusting in Christ's blood and death. And we should so live as to show by our works that we are truly redeemed from sin. Verily, this is the greatest of all God's works towards the children of men, that He delivered His only begotten Son into the painful and shameful death of the cross, for the redemption of our race. Of this, the Father's wonderful love, Christ Himself speaks to us in the 109th Psalm. Prophecy of the treachery of Judas and the Jews, and of the curse falling upon them. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries. But I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Summary. This psalm is spoken in the person of Christ, making bitter complaint of the Jews, because He came to His own to save them from their sins, and they received Him not, but rejected Him with hatred and malice. They spoke against Him with a lying tongue, calling Him a Samaritan, and saying that He cast out demons by Beelzebub. The bitterness of gall was in their words when they pronounced Him a wine-bibber and a friend of publicans and sinners. Jesus Christ never did the Jews the least harm. He went about doing good to all, needing and desiring His help. But the greater love He showed to that benighted generation, the more intensely did they hate Him, and going on from bad to worse, they finally fell into such frenzy as to crucify their own Messiah. Think it not strange if the world hates and ridicules you for the confession of Christ. It is a sign that you are His disciple indeed, for He said, If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Prayer. Excellent, O Lord Jesus, is Thy love which Thou hast shown toward us, in that Thou camest into our flesh and didst suffer such contradiction of sinners against Thee. Grant us to be minded like unto Thee, that we fear not the hatred and the mockery of the wicked, but suffering patiently, follow Thee unto the end. Amen.